In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a word to the wise. Don't take balloons from creepy clowns. It's just a bad idea.
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You are about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That indeed it is. And yes, please do call in your real ghost stories or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com if you want access to all the bonus stuff. Check it out on our premium channel on Apple Podcasts. Tony and Todd with you on today's episode of the program. Clowns, I've always hated them. I believe you're not a huge fan yourself.
Yeah, I think, in fact, in my contract, it says we don't do any stories about clowns.
So no clowns.
I don't. Somebody broke that law this time.
Well, in that case, that wraps up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you'd like to. Yeah, I've never been a fan of them whatsoever. I do have an interesting story. There was one when I lived in Branson for a period of time, and Harper, my daughter, was a bit younger. We were walking along the way, and there's a shopping area near the water called The Landing, and there's always this clown that's down there, and he always looks a little bit disheveled. He looks a little bit dirty. Maybe he lives in his van down by the river.
Right.
Like, literally, I think he does. But he's always down there, and he's, you know, he looks sad. He doesn't look very happy. He's like kind of sitting on like the side of a store step, and then he'll make balloon animals for a child that walks up to him, or is lost. You know? Where do I go? Anyway, I forgot who I was with. There was a couple of other adults who were walking there with, and I said, oh, yeah, there's Fuckles the clown. Yeah. And Harper heard it. And Harper was, I don't know, like five. She goes, yeah, that's Fuckles the clown. And she didn't know what it meant at the time. And then pretty much every time we've gone back there and we see this clown, she's like, Dad, look, it's Fuckles.
And you wonder why your parents are concerned about how you parent your children.
I think I'm doing a pretty good job, quite honestly. She's turning 11 this week.
Oh my goodness.
And we were at Branson, I don't know, probably 3-4 months ago. And she just looks at me when we walked down by her, and I'm like, don't say it. She's like, it's Fuckles the clown. I'm like, yes, Fuckles the clown.
Oh, man.
Still alive. Creepy character. 855-853-4802 is our phone number at Real Ghost Stories Online. Let's go to this real ghost story involving clowns. Todd, you can cover your ears and I'll pretend I listened at the end of the call. Here we go.
So my name is Cher, and I went to a college that was really, really haunted. You could probably figure out where it is It's somewhere in the Ozarks, like the southern Missouri area, and it is known as one of the most haunted places in that area, according to a couple of blogs and things. But anyway, lots of really freaky things happened in this dormitory, and it was specifically the fifth floor of this dorm that was supposed to be the most haunted, and that was the floor that I lived on. So, this particular incident, it actually takes place right outside of the dorm and then kind of continues into that haunted floor, the fifth floor. But it starts out where I was a freshman in college, so brand new to university life and really excited and all that. Our college threw a lot of carnivals slash parties and parades for the freshmen and for just everyone at the beginning and end of the year, just to kind of get people hyped and pumped up about, I don't know, learning, I guess. So carnivals popped up all the time on our campus. That was no big deal. And then they'd get torn down literally just as fast. One particular day that we were having a carnival on our campus, I was walking back to my dorm after class, kind of was not going to go this particular day. And I see a clown walk by my dorm. Well, this isn't really that unusual, except that the clown was like wearing all black and gray and like dark white tones. Like everything he was wearing was black or gray or some sort of in between darkish tone. The face paint that he had on was your normal white clown makeup face paint, except in white, it was also gray. And his nose was black instead of red. And he was holding a handful of black helium balloons. Now, I didn't like think too much about this at the time, just because I'm like, okay, there's a carnival going on. And so this guy just decided to be different and be like a depressed clown. That's kind of funny, kind of unique, cool. But he stopped in front of me, and he didn't say a word to me. He stopped in front of me as I was coming up to the front of my dorm, and he handed me a black balloon, and I took it. I just accepted it. I was like, okay, cool. And then he kept walking on, and I went upstairs to my dorm room. Now, we had a purple balloon from a past carnival that was still kind of hanging out and still had some, you know, helium in it, some life in it. So I shoved the black balloon in the corner hanging out with the purple balloon, and then I sit down and I start getting to work on some homework. Well, as I'm doing my homework, I feel this sense of like someone watching me, and I kind of ignore it at first, put it back, I'm like, whatever, and then finally I turn around because the feeling just gets so strong, and that black balloon that I had picked up from the creepy clown downstairs, it was actually hovering in the middle of my dorm room, levitating at like head length. Like it wasn't up on the ceiling like normal helium balloon should be. It was like at the level that a person's head would be. And it was just bouncing around in the middle of the room, and there was no fan on, there was no wind, no breeze. And the purple balloon that we got at the carnival like a week beforehand or whatever, that was still hanging out in the corner. It was staying put where we put it. This black balloon had moved out to the middle of the floor and hovered right at like eye level, which creeped me out. So I take the balloon, I put it back in the corner, and then I sit down and do homework again. Okay, I didn't have any more problems after that. It stayed in the corner. Later, both my roommates come home. So I lived with two other girls, and I left, and I don't know, ate lunch. I don't really know where I went, but I was not there. I come back, and they tell me the same story. They're like, so this balloon you got is kind of creeping us out because we keep putting it into the corner, and it keeps like hovering back into the middle of the room and being at like human eye level. Where did you get this from? And I was like, oh, just like some depressed dark clown outside handed me the balloon. And they're like, okay, well, we kind of want to get rid of it. So I'm like, okay, guys, like chill out. It's a balloon. There's nothing wrong with it. You're freaking out. So we ignore it, right? No big deal. All of us leave and we go get some dinner together, whatever together. I don't know. We were all friends, all roommates. So we're gone for a while. We come back that night, and the balloon is once again in the middle of the room. It does not stay where it is. But in contrast, the reason why this is so freaky is because the purple balloon from the previous carnival is still in the corner in its same spot. It has not moved at all. It stayed put. It's totally fine. The black one is the only one that seems to just be going around. So we put it back in the corner. All three of us sit down at our respective places in the room to get some homework done at this point. While we're doing our homework, the balloon proceeds to just kind of float around the room toward each one of our stations. And we watch it happen, and we're so fed up at this point, we don't even bother putting it back in the corner. We're just like, this is what this balloon feels like doing, whatever, we're just ignore it. And we go to sleep that night with the balloon in our room. Fortunately, nothing happens like in the middle of the night that we know of. We sleep well, we wake up in the morning, all of us go to our respective classes. We come back from those classes in the afternoon, and the black balloon is hovering in the middle of the room. But what's freakier is that the purple balloon has now left its spot. Not only has it left its spot, it has deteriorated in a very, very creepy way. It has like tumors kind of popping out of the sides of it, and it's really, really odd. And it's kind of hovering down toward the floor, kind of like how when balloons die over time, they kind of shrink up and they aren't floating anymore and whatever. But the way that this balloon looked, where it just had pieces of balloon jutting out of it, like tumors, and parts of it that were wrinkled and sunken in, it looked like it had been beat up. Like, it looked really strange. So the purple balloon, we're like, oh, it like died. It's gone now. Okay. So we got rid of it. But when we get rid of it, we also decide to get rid of the black balloon because it's a little bit too much for us. That the purple balloon was just fine, and then the moment we add the black balloon to it that happens to hover at eye level with us, the purple balloon now develops tumors and dies on the floor. So, I don't know. What do you guys think about this? Are we just making a huge deal out of nothing, personifying latex, or was the balloon possibly possessed by a demon, or was it handed to me by, like, some sort of paranormal entity? I don't know what to make of this, and this happened so many years ago. I even called my roommates, which I'm still friends with, to even confirm that that was a true story. And they were like, oh, no, yes, that actually happened to us. That you are not making that up, and we still remember that to this day. We think it's a demonically possessed balloon. Like, you can think what you want, but we think it's a demonically possessed balloon that did that. So that's my roommate's opinion. I don't know what to think. I just kind of want to hear your thoughts on it, and if you just think it's, I don't know. I have no idea. Thanks so much for listening, and I look forward to hearing what you can make of this latex-possessed thing. Thanks so much. Talk to you later. Bye.
Latex, just weird shit. It's my answer.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it has to be an evil clown for evil stuff to happen. I think all clowns have a little, you know, there's got to be some darkness in there for somebody to paint their face with a big smile on it. So, I mean, that starts it there. I don't know if something was going on or something was wrong with the balloon. Certainly a freaky tale, though, looking at it from that perspective.
It is. It is very freaky to, you know, have those sort of things happen. Balloons are weird. I've had them where they just kind of drift around the house in weird places. And I don't know. I always like to keep one red balloon drifting around the house at all times.
No, you don't. But
we actually had one for a while. But yeah, I think it was at the old house. But it is creepy and weird. Was it a demonically possessed balloon? Probably not. But a creepy story, nonetheless, that you can tell your children someday when they're trying to go to bed at night and have sweet dreams.
Listen, so. Do what my mom did. Put a painting of a hobo clown in that child's room, and they'll never sleep until they move out. So,
exactly. Put a painting of Fuckles up in your wall, and your children. What the hell was that back in those days? Why was there like these mothers that thought that the hobo clown, or clowns in general, or a great idea to put around anyone's room, ever?
I was an adult when this story happened. I'll make it quick.
Yeah.
There was an event. It was a cancer walk. And so there was all this entertainment. And there were some clowns at this cancer walk that I was at for the radio station. Mm-hmm. And the clown's name was Sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she had, one of her things was she had on big red, white, and blue suspenders.
Mm-hmm.
But she had buttons up, like these little pins and buttons all the way up and down with different sayings on them and whatever. Like, I like clowns, or, you know.
Like, I'm not John Wayne Gacy, that sort of thing.
Right, stuff like that. Well, one of them had the letters I, Y, and Q. I, Y, Q.
Okay.
So I'm looking at it. I'm trying to be nice to her because I'm freaking out a little bit because she's in my face, but I'm trying to be nice because it's a station event, you know, and I'm trying to be nice. So I say to her, I point at the button. I go, I like you. And she jumps in my face and screams, I like you too. So here's me. This is a track at a high school. Here I am running away from her down the track.
You just turn around.
I was just gone like, you know, I like you. I like you too. And I was just gone. That was it.
Todd, we need you back. You need to do the announcement for the cancer walk.
Bye.
Bye. Well, there you go. I think that was called for. I think that was an appropriate reaction. So good for you. You're not going to get any pushback here. I would have done the same thing. All right. If you like the podcast, you, of course, can support it. Get access to the bonus episodes through Apple Podcasts and our premium subscription page right there. Until next time, for Todd, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening. Another episode of Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.